ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, chapter number 11 and text number 29, 30, 31 and 32. Here the 32 is been on the board. Godhanani puraskritya shangarnya purya sarvataha तुर्य घोषेण महता ययुः सह पुरोहिता। 31 and the 32 has a common translation. So वृद्धान बालान स्त्रियो राजन सर्वोपकरणानि च अनः स्वारोप्य गोपालः यत्तः आत्तशराशनः। सो वृद्धान, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द ओल्ड मैन, बालान चिल्ड्रन, स्त्रियः विमेन, राजन ओ किंग परीक्षित, सर्व उपकरणानि च, देन ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ नेसेसिटीज एंड वॉट एवर बिलोंगिंग्स दे हैड, अनहशु on the bullock carts, arupya, keeping. Gopala, all the cowherd men, yattaha, with great care, atta, shara, asana, fully equipped with arrows and bones, godhanani, all the cows, puraskritya, keeping in front, shangani, bugles or horns, apurya, vibrating, sarvataha, all around, turya, ghosheshu, ghoshena, with the resounding of the bugles, mahata, loud, yayuhu, started, sahapurohitaha, with the priests. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Keeping all the old men, women, children and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts and keeping all the cows in the front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles made up of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, the bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men accompanied by their priest began their journey. In this connection, it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokul were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from the dangers and how to give protection to women and old men, the cows and the children, as well as to the Brahminical Purohits. The verse number 29 and 30th are also unread. Tatrapadyaihi yasyama shakatan yutta mahachiram godhananyagrato yatu bhavatam yadi rochate. Tat therefore, tatra der adya eva, just today, yasyama, let us go, shakatan, all the cards, yugnta, make ready, machiram, without delay, godhanani, all the cows, agrataha, in front, yantu, let them go, bhavantam, all of you, yadi, if, ruchate, it is pleasing to accept it. This has been spoken by Upananda. Upananda has gone to look for a better location, and he found around Vrindavan. So he proposes that Therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us and let's go there. Tachrutraiva kadhidiyo gopaha sadhu sadvititi vadina vrajana swan swan samayujya yayu rudaparichadaha. Tat shrutva, hearing this advice of Upanandas, ekadhiyaha, voting unanimously. Ekadhiya, only unified intelligence is called unanimous. Ekadhiya, gopaha, all the coward men, sadhu, sadhu, very nice, iti thus, vadina speaking, declaring, vrajan, cows, swan, swan, own respective, samayujya, assembling, yayu, started, ruddha, parichadaha, all the dresses and paraphernalia have been kept on the carts. Upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed, very nice, they said, very nice. Thus they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Then today's verse is that keeping all the old men, women, children and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts and keeping all the cows in the front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles made of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priests, began their journey. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrunda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we are in Vrindavan and we are relishing the childhood pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna. The reciprocation of paternal love, the paternal love of not only Nanda and Yashoda, but Upananda and all others who are trying to safeguard Lord Krishna. Their the joy of their eyes. Everybody is concentrating on Krishna while they are in Vrindavan. They do not know any other thing. The impetus from moving out from Gokul to Vrindavan is simply concerned about Lord Krishna. Because so many demons came, of course, we know Krishna killed them. But they don't believe. All the elders, they say, Vishnu protected our Krishna. Even though during that time they were respecting the demigods and they were paying even share to Indra by performing Indra Yaga. That's nothing wrong. They are God-fearing people. But at the same time, Krishna had his own desire. And Krishna made them change their mind. So, equivocally, that nobody objected. Of course, you know, as far as when Indra Yajna has to be stopped, that is yet to come. But I'm trying to reflect the mentality of the elders who need protection themselves. They are confirming that only Lord Vishnu can protect, nobody else. They are not attributing to Indra or anybody, but they know Vishnu is the supreme. And that is not contradictory in Vrindavan, because Vishnu was Sakshat there. Only they know that Krishna is protecting them. So there is nothing wrong that Vishnu is protecting, because Vishnu Sakshat is there in his original form. Original form does not require the recognition of Vishnu. But yet, as far as physical protection, and simple-minded people are Brijvasis, they say Vishnu protected. And there is nothing contradictory. If Vishnu is protecting and Vishnu is there, he is given right the credit. But they do not know that their child is Vishnu himself. Well, child is interacting with them more than Vishnu can interact with them. The child is so easily interacting with them that they cannot know that the child is Vishnu. So, there is no controversy. Everything is very well reconciled in Vrindavan. So our understanding should be developed also in this line, that if you want to love Krishna, you have to be simple-hearted. You may know Vishnu is supreme for the material universe. But Vrindavan is not a material universe. And Vishnu doesn't have an access to Vrindavan. Vishnu is ignored on the higher rasas by the gopis. You know. Petha gaav etha kadamb. You know the story. Lord Vishnu came to test the gopis who were in dark separation with Lord Shri Krishna, because he disappeared taking Radharani in the groves, and the rest of the gopis were so desperate to look for him. They were asking all the creepers, trees, bumblebees and whatnot. So Lord Vishnu wanted to test them. So he appeared as 400 and hid himself in a kadamba tree, hollow. Alright? When the gopis came near, he suddenly appeared to attract their attention to him. Oh, my dear gopis, Whom are you looking to? Who are you searching out for? And gopis did not pay attention. The third time Lord Vishnu asked, then that Vishnu, this is not your place. How come you are lost here? You do not know our Krishna. So why should we ask you? Oh my God, this is the biggest insult. But this is not insult. This is the truth. Vishnu doesn't have access to Krishna. Because he is the avatar of Krishna. Avatars are Swayam Bhagavan. But last time I said Krishna is Swayam, Bhagavan is Swayam. Avatars are Swayam Bhagavan, but Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. This is the difference. So when Krishna is present, Vishnu is included in him. There is no separate existence. So when Vishnu wants to have a separate existence within the Vrindavan, it is not digested by gopis. Gopis have highest realization. So when this child Krishna is in the center of their attention, and Nanda Gopa was entrusting his younger brother Upananda to go and search out for a better place than Gokul. So he came across and he gave the directions and says, there are beautiful pasture grounds, much more to sustain our cows, and even a dense forest, they will protect us, and this and that. And so he gave the information. Then he said, if you all agree to my proposal, then let's go. And that encouraged everybody, then let's go. Everything is done, whether such an exodus from Gokul to Vrindavan, it is done for the love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Even though they give credit Vishnu to protect the child, there is nothing wrong. But at the same time, Krishna doesn't want to reveal them that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Just like to us in ignorant mass, he is declaring. But to the Brijvasis, he is not declaring. Why? Because their love is superior to the knowledge of empirical nature. The love is superior than empirical nature of the absolute truth, which is called Supreme Personality of God. And such love can only exist without the interference of empirical knowledge. Shastric gyan is useless to love the Lord. You have to give up, even though you know you came up to that point, but then give up. Don't let it interfere in your pure devotional service, loving devotional service. Jnana karma dhanavritam anukullena krishna anushilana bhakti ruttama. This is all in favor of Lord Krishna. So understanding that Krishna is protected by Lord Vishnu, according to them, it is okay, agreeable, but Krishna is Vishnu himself, then who is protecting whom? He is the one who protects everybody, including them. And they simply give credit to Vishnu because they are simple-minded They don't want the knowledge of the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, as Yashodanandan. Good. No interference. So, they are so much devoted. Prabhupada said in this purport, there's simple Brijavasis who are simply farmers and cow keepers. They know how to protect. See strategy, they say, let the cows go ahead first. They will lead us. If the cows go first, and if they sense danger, they will become more alert. Right? The elders, women and children, they were all packed up with the paraphernalia in the cart. And the men started walking on both the sides with bow and arrow. Have you seen bow and arrow in the farmer's house? No, they keep gun now, not bow and arrow. So you never know. When they need protection, they can use anything. They don't have to be taught. They know how to protect themselves. This is the wonderful realm of Brij Vrindavan, and the descriptions are simple, but they are very deep meaning, and they need to be meditated upon. Such simple acts bear so much significant meaning of simplicity that allows spirituality to grow at such an extent. Unless and until we become simple, we cannot even love Krishna. We do not need so many techniques or so much knowledge, but the practice, a little practice of pure devotional service, can save us from the greatest danger. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatopayat. This is the execution of dharma. If Krishna is sustaining us, then we have to carefully protect and nurture him and try to give him protection. This is the reciprocation. If Krishna is protecting us, we should give protection to Krishna. To give protection means to give the process of Krishna consciousness protection. We protect all the means of spreading Krishna consciousness, like books. The holy name even is registered and copyrighted, isn't it? The word Hare Krishna has been copyrighted in America. Nobody can use that. ISKCON did it. We need protection. So whatever the legal measures are, we can utilize in service for Lord Krishna. That's what Prabhupada's principle of accepting. It may look like very simple, but it is a point of meditation for the devotees who relish all these pastimes of childhood. They are all centered around Krishna. Even though Krishna is not participating in these early pastimes of the exodus from Gokul to Mathura or Vrindavan, nonetheless, he has been taken care. He was hardly 3 years old. And he has to enter the Pauganda Avastha. So it started with grazing the calves. And all these beautiful pastimes enacted only in Vrindavan region. Reciprocation is also there. Krishna protected all the Brijavasis in Gokul, Gokul Mahavan area. But at the same time, he will protect them in Vrindavan area. Many demons will be still coming on, there. And at that time, the periphery of Vrindavan has been described quite extensive. It starts from Nandagram onwards down to this Vrindavan, a stretch where Govardhan is also included in Vrindavan. Brihad Vrindavan. And all these pastimes occurred and Krishna performed all over this area. And our Goswamis were given the task to excavate the beautiful pastimes. Prabhupada shows that the ideal grahasthasram is also based on this simplicity of the activity performed by this cowherd man and their family. And we can still see this kind of atmosphere in some Brijvasis' home. They stick to this practice. So, we come to pollute here, the atmosphere, or we come to gain something without giving the pollution of our cities and our nefarious desires. Even such simple acts, they teach us the very foundational life of Krishna consciousness. So, such readings should become part of the meditation. And try to muster, try to think deeper into this realm. Rupa Goswami will help in so many literatures that he has, written to reveal the Vrindavan pastimes. It doesn't go out of the periphery of Vrindavan. Goswamis were sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they never went outside of Vrindavan. During 500 years back, it was all jungle. Even Brijvasis were difficult to find out. But you can see the onslaught of Kali Yuga, where Buddhism was so much prevalent in Mathura district. Atheism. No temples were there. Go and visit Mathura Museum today. You will hardly find any relic of Lord Krishna's time. And that not too old, they are recent. So many times temples were attacked, razed by the Muslims. So many times they have been reconstructed. Only two, three temples have been protected, partly Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindji, and maybe Radha Gopinath. But others are completely having transformation, so you cannot recognize even 500-year-old buildings. We brought in the change of Vrindavan, but this simplicity will be bringing us back to that original atmosphere. So we have to change our direction of meditation. Krishna is the same. All the Gopabalakas and the pastimes are the same. Nothing is changed. Nobody can pollute those pastimes described by the Goswamis, because they researched and they manifested them on the planet back for the benefit of us. Many things are taken under the, say, Braj Foundation or this to resurrect the old monument back. But the situation, the design and everything has been changed, and according to the modern times, you can hardly recognize that. What requires is so simple atmosphere, which is simply leading to the transcendental, not modern structures that does not lead us to the transcendental nature. It is a complicated thing. To maintain such structures is very, very difficult. Many people cannot resurrect their temples even, that has been built hardly 200 years back. I think Radha Shyamchandra temple and Radha Damodar temple, Radha Raman is there in an old precinct, but they were also supposed to move to Shahaji temple. It was built for Radha Raman, but they rejected it, because they did not put any place for the Saivites of Radha Raman. So they rejected. Radha Raman is not going from the old temple. That is the glory, actually. They tell very boldly, with precise understanding, if you ignore the devotees, then the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will not become agreeable to move. Here Krishna is not ignored. Krishna is the center of their entire livelihood. That requires protection also. And with the thanks to Lord Vishnu, fine, everything is centered around Krishna. Only thing that they would not know, that their same Krishna is Vishnu also. And why do they not need to know even? There'll be a twist in their love, and they can't afford it. They can't afford it. Therefore, they are adamant in their thinking pattern, or the what we call the beliefs. Brijbasis have their own beliefs. You can't twist that. They don't care for erudite scholarship to know who Krishna is. They have been given, awarded Krishna by Krishna himself. So why should anybody interfere in that relationship with Krishna? Of course, I like the program. The Brijvasis are now chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's very good. We are not twisting their brain, but we don't have to teach them philosophy. Let them engage in thinking of Krishna more precisely, more intensely. Because we came from outside and influence Vrindavan, polluted Vrindavan. We are responsible to cleanse up, become simple and heartwarming. That will be the real Vaishnav character to be displayed from here. We welcome everybody, but we may not be able to treat them, everybody, in the same way. But regardless, we are not limited to the lip service. Prabhupada put up all the programs for us so we can cultivate more and more, attraction of the people to Krishna and nothing else. It's not rag, bhog and seva. Rag, bhog and seva pertaining to the deities only. But we are preaching institute. Alright? So, we want to look out for the ultimate welfare for everybody. And we do not have to teach Brijvasis how to love Krishna. So, this is so simple. Simple living and high thinking is the motto that can be found in Vrindavan. What is simple thinking? Or simple living? Then what is high living and high thinking? Which goes, in a very malleable way, which is opposing. Any intelligent person can discern. Simple living and high thinking is only afforded when you live simple. We don't need complicated living and simple thinking. So, this example, everybody was seeing that this information from Upananda is so much conducive for their living that they don't have to change even. They are not going into another atmosphere, an opposing atmosphere. But they came to Vrindavan. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Yep.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Guru Maharaj. Wanted to mention something that you mentioned, that the coward boys were under the impression that Vishnu was protecting Krishna, or Vishnu was actually killing the demons, like it was Vishnu's, because of Vishnu that Krishna was saved by the demons. It seems to be that this point is actually true in a way, because Srila Prabhupada mentions that the business of killing the demons was done by the Vishnu part of Krishna. So there seems to be a truth to it, actually.
But they had a vision. The boys were there to witness Krishna killing. And they will talk to their parents later on. And parents ignored. The boys are talking in their funny ways, but actually it is Vishnu. Right? So, but there is no controversy. There is no Krishna controversy. Yeah.
Is it because of the Yogamaya feature that their vision is kind of clouded in the sense?
Vrindavan is covered by Yogamaya only. And those who have developed the vision only can see. And Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavruta. So that is also applicable in Vrindavan area also. To facilitate that, Krishna's Yogamaya potencies are expanding too. And they do. Vrindadevi is the custodian under whom the old lady, what's her name? Purnamasi. She will act Yogamaya potency and Krishna is completely cognizant of it because they are his energies. Nobody can act opposing Krishna's desire. Your love cannot be intensified unless you see hurdle in it. Love predominates and will cross over all the hurdles. Because Krishna is love predominated supremely, merciful Lord. Everything about him is mercy. Killing is mercy. Yes. Can you pass the mic, please?
Thank you so much. But I want to know this. About Krishna's future is called Hatari Pratidayakam. To whom it is liberation. If you consider that Krishna will not be only to be something, then how we can deliver? It is only special for the Krishna. And secondly, in the metal bed of Guru Bhakti, Krishna says himself, Kratina Sai Chisra. How we can consider that?
To give liberation to Duskritinaha, it is his mercy. He chooses on his own independence whom to be spared, whom to chastise, and whom to kill. Because ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamya. This is also done in reciprocation. And maybe according to the past, Krishna does reciprocate. Kalayavan, even Kamsa, he reciprocated. So, but in Vrindavan, if he kills, why those living entities, even so nefarious, they are not given the dham, vas, rather than they are given liberation? Because these are forceful entry. Unqualified entry. But another funny thing is there. Where to draw the line, it is very inconceivable. Let me tell you. Krishna is always engaged. He is not free on an idle time in Vrindavan. He repeats the leelas like Kaliya leela. Even though it was done, he will repeat it for his own sweet pleasure, and again make somebody kaliya and chastise him. And it is not that the leelas are only for time, place and circumstance. There are no consideration in the spiritual sky. Krishna wants to enjoy repeatedly. If he thinks of that leela, he will do it again. What is the difference between his thinking and his acting? It's so spontaneous. We read in Laghu Bhagavatamrutam. Whether he has given him liberation or he is inviting again to be chastised, there is this wonderful, Rupa Goswami describes this, that Krishna's inconceivable potencies are there, and whenever he, whenever an idea pops up in his mind, he will execute. Suppose we have done some wonderful activity, but then it was for the time being only. But when we remember after a long time, we want to reenact that for our own pleasure. So similarly, Krishna has that desire to reenact the past times and keep himself busy. Yeah.
So we can consider that killing the demons is Krishna's business or not?
If he is killing, his agencies are killing, what is the difference? Everybody is in the embodiment of Krishna, including Vishnu. Can you deny that? So if the Brijavasis understand Vishnu has killed and protected our son, Krishna. But we have to have that liberty untouched for Krishna. It is Krishna's prerogative and liberty. He is independent, Swarat. And we can't limit him by saying, oh, he can do only this and he cannot do that. No. He can do everything. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Atene Brahmaradaya Adhikave? Krishna is supremely independent, and Vishnu is not that independent like Krishna. You can't question, why did Krishna do like that? But you may question Vishnu or other incarnations and try to reconcile by our mundane logic. You can't take away the liberty of Lord Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, you had a question.
Hare Krishna, very nice class with you. I have a little question. This is whole approach is a part of Gurukul Vrindavan.
This is?
When Krishna came here, he brought it along with you, the whole approach.
Yes.
I suppose Gurukul Vrindavan and Vaikuntha is also. There is no question of other modes of imagination. Only Sudhasattva Guru is present. But all these leelas, like for example, Kamsa, killing Kamsa or killing this Chandra and Chika and other demons, and they were all in, I understand that they are all in mode of deeply. How it happened in this spiritual world, this is supposed to be the the most spiritual world of all the spiritual world, Amitabha.
If Krishna, if Vishnu desires in Vaikuntha, he will inform, or the liberated entities who are Vishnu worshippers, they immediately take the particular form of entities and reenact the Leela there. So why not? Krishna is to be subjected, for that freedom. That is a real question. This is Bhauma Vrindavan, and that is, Goloka, there are lesser leelas, aprakat leelas. But here there are prakat leelas, and they can be repeated. So, significance of Gokul is more than Goloka. And Mathura Mandal is so glorified, for that, because Lord Krishna, this is his original home. These are the intimate feelings, how simple they may be. But these are the intimate feelings, just to protect their beloved. And you cannot give any reason or logic why it is happening. Such reciprocation is done by Krishna, and it is on the merits of pure love only. Did Krishna object Upananda's advice? He was enjoying. He is the mastermind to brainwash Upananda and look for Vrindavan. How do you know? Krishna is sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart. So do you think it was impossible? No. This is the realm of such an intimate reciprocation. It's maturity of love with Godhead in Vrindavan, that there is no need of brainwashing. Just like the internal energies of Lord Shri Krishna work by knowing the nature of Krishna. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. They know the nature. So Srila Prabhupada puts that we must know the nature of the Absolute Truth, Lord Shri Krishna. Even if this qualification is not there, then we have no entry to understand the absolute nature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the first and foremost requirement. Know the absolute truth about Lord Shri Krishna, and respect his independence and work out within that realm. Then you will appreciate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami, it reveals that. Krishna Das Goswami also revealing on the same principle. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.